is that the official view is that we had two meaningless accidents in a row, in effect accidents. The first meaningless occurrence, the shooting of John Kennedy, was of no significance at all because it was a young man unconnected with anybody who had no real purpose and no serious motive. Yet by an astounding coincidence, within several days, we had another absolutely meaningless, absolutely motiveless killing when Jack Ruby had what Mel will describe as his moment of loss of control. But by it just happened that in the course of responding to his epilepsy, he disposed of the scapegoat, Lee Harvey Oswald. So I suggest to you that if you put it in perspective, it is most unlikely that those two meaningless accidents really happened that way. And if you look at that occurrence, each occurrence, in terms of models, it is much more understandable and much more consistent with reality if you apply the model of a clandestine organization eliminating the President of the United States because of its foreign policy, which I'll describe briefly in a few words when I finish.